Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Good. Okay, so now tell me what you know about mosquito dunks.
You put them in water.
Okay. We were talking last week, the way it happened, we were talking last week, and Barbara Moore was here from City College Station. We started talking about mosquito dunks, and I thought, you know, we need to have prizes to give away, and people give restaurant stuff away. I thought, mosquito dunks, really, for people who need them, it's a real valuable thing.
Absolutely. It will probably be one of your hottest items. I can only imagine how popular it will be.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, so I appreciate y'all doing your part. And while we're talking mosquitoes and water and stuff like that, City of Bryan undergoing a couple of things having to do with waterways. You know, Wayside, quite honestly, behind it has been a problem for a long time.
Right.
That's one of two projects that y'all are going to spend about $250,000 on.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about those two projects.
Well, I don't have a lot of information on either one of those.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. But the idea now, the driving part was pretty much what happened in Wheeler Ridge a couple of years ago. We saw that there were some things that probably needed to be on regular maintenance.
Right.
Discuss or address, if you will, the idea that the City of Bryan has possibly changed their focus when it comes to certain areas in the city.
Absolutely. And currently we're actually going through the flood mitigation plan, reviewing that. So there have been a lot of public meetings and public input sessions for that. The next opportunity will be on... somewhere in here, I wrote that down, April 30th at 6 p.m., so at City Hall. So if folks have some information that they'd like to share or just learn more information about the flood mitigation plan, now's the time to do that. That gives us an opportunity to certainly to prepare, better prepare for the future. And we don't want flooding like we had it several years ago, certainly. And so there's steps that we can take that will help mitigate that. But anytime you get a lot of rain, many inches in an hour or 2 hours or a very short period of time, you're going to have problems.
Well, and from a city developmental standpoint now, things have changed just in the last few years as to what you do for that very reason, because you take grass and you replace it with concrete, change elevations, those things are going to happen. And when you start doing developments, it continues to exacerbate that situation.
Right, and that's something that we continue to look at as things change and as we get more information. We have to be more diligent in our reviews. And so depending on the footprint of a piece of property that's going to be developed, it may require detention ponds, retention ponds. So there's different things and ways that we can help address some of that.
Sure. I didn't ask you to bring any specific numbers, but can you kind of give us an overview of where we are with the new golf course and how that's meeting projections or not?
We have... we don't have any recent numbers, and of course, it just opened in January, so I don't have a lot of data just yet. We're fairly confident that the rounds played are going to exceed our expectations, so that's a good thing for us. So if that happens, that means revenues will be in good shape for us, and expenses, that's always something we keep a pretty close eye on, but we really think that this partnership is going to be beneficial for the city, for the community, for golfers. So we're looking forward to getting 1 year behind us so we can start looking at some real data.
Well, generally when we talk about parks, whether it's a golf course or a proposed super park, the way you look at that is a little bit different from the standpoint of whether or not it's going to make money.
Right.
What are acceptable expenses when it comes to things like that?
Well, if we're going to talk about the golf course again.
Okay.
The Bryan Municipal Course, it had an average loss of about $200,000 a year for over a five-year period. We're hopeful that we can bridge that gap, possibly close that gap. And so ideally, a municipal course can operate and break even. That's sort of the ideal world. You don't need to make a lot of money other than for capital improvements. So we're hopeful that it may not happen this year. Since we're new into it, there's some things that we have to do, some expenses that may be a little higher than normal. But we're hopeful that over a five-year period that it's really a break-even course for us.
You presented to council, and council entered into a contract, the first step for the super park. We're actually going to start seeing pictures, going to start seeing a timeline. Kind of give us an overview of what you'd said to council.
Right. This past Tuesday, the city council did approve a contract, and it's for what we're calling phase one design of two phases for design work. So phase one will be really the initial work. There will be a lot of detailed work from an engineering perspective, architectural perspective, but then a lot of the topo survey, tree surveys, just a lot of different things that will be going on behind the scenes as we prepare then for that next phase, which is phase two design. So phase one, public input will be really critical for us and working with the stakeholders. We want to develop a plan that addresses a lot of needs. We can't do everything, but we certainly want to address a lot of the needs and a lot of the wants. And so through the public input and stakeholder process, which will occur probably starting maybe as early as, probably not later this month, but certainly into May and then June and July. And those will be public meetings where folks are invited to come out. We'll also have special scheduled meeting with stakeholders, so like little leagues and soccer clubs and those sort of folks where we're meeting with them. The neighborhoods, we want to visit with the neighborhood folks too. That gets us through roughly the end of September. And at the end of September, we should have what we're going to call a master plan, along with a lot of schematics. We'll have a probable cost statement, so we'll have a pretty good idea of what it's going to cost us as we move forward. And then we will start on phase two. We're hopeful the council will say, yeah, we like what we see, let's move forward. Phase two will probably address a smaller footprint than the entire park, because phase two will lead us to the first construction process. And I can't tell you how many years it will take to fully complete the project. So it could be several years. Mm-hmm. It could be 10 or 20 years. And we don't know just yet just what it's going to cost us either.
Well, the thing is, we're going to go through multiple councils on this. I mean, there are going to be a whole lot of elected officials that are going to change. And so,
yes.
I mean, I know that when you do like a uniform ordinance, a development ordinance, that changes based on who's sitting in council.
Right.
Once you set this master plan in, and of course we'll talk to the mayor about it next Wednesday, once you set this course, you really don't want future councils to defer from that. That would seem to make the situation more difficult. Is that fair to say?
It's fair. I think once you set the master plan, ideally, certainly they continue to use that as the plan or the map. How soon it happens, so if, let's say we do phase one fairly quickly of construction. Phase two doesn't have to happen right away, but hopefully it's still a priority. It doesn't have to be the top priority.
When would you make a determination, for instance, as to whether or not these would be natural turf or artificial turf? When do those kind of decisions get made?
We will have a pretty good idea by September.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll run the next phase then really is the construction part. And so by September, we need a pretty good idea of what it is that we want to do with fields. Now, I say that we may have options. And so fields may be phase two construction. And so by the time we get to phase two, somebody may say, hey, we start out with grass fields, but we want synthetic turf.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, by the time we get to actual construction, that can change. Mm-hmm. But we're hopeful that this process, phase one, wraps up in September. We move right into phase two in October. And then sometime next summer, we should have construction drawings and start bidding some phase of construction.
Where's the money come from?
That's a really good question.
I know.
and we've talked about that. We do have some fund balance that we can use that we've set aside. We've also have some special revenue funds that have been established by city council, so some capital improvement funds that have come from property sales and other revenues. And so we have those. Have a little bit in oil and gas, a little bit there. And then, of course, depending on the type of facilities that or amenities that we initially build, we could use some hot funds, issue some debt in that could be recovered through hot funds.
Okay. I have not seen Here Citizens. I don't think that video has been posted yet. Anybody in Here Citizens express any concerns about this?
We had a couple citizens that talked about it. One, actually, I think there were three total. I believe there were three.
Mm-hmm.
So really, they want to make sure that we have the process done right, make sure you're addressing what needs to be addressed up front. So things like flooding and environmental studies and those sort of things, traffic study, I think were the three that I remember that were specific. And so we're certainly, that's all part of phase one. And
mm-hmm.
So we've got that covered. I believe somebody else commented that, you know, is this really where we want to start or should we look somewhere else? For example, the BRAC, Bryan Regional Athletic
okay.
Complex. So.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Anything else on your radar screen this morning you want to share with us?
We are gearing up for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so as folks, especially those with young kids, are starting to look for programs, make sure they go to the website and look at our parks programs. A lot of those are going to be available, and we hope that we can take care of lots of kids and have lots of kids participating. So that's one thing. Family camp out that was supposed to be this weekend.
See, I was a nice guy. I did not mention this gets rained out almost every year. I was trying to keep from saying anything, but nature did what nature did, right?
Well, and it's on the 13th, the Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that had something to do with it or what. And so as they picked a new date, I see that we picked October 13th and 14th.
Hi, I'm Zach Taylor.
Another Friday the 13th, but it's not. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
So we should be okay.
Okay.
So don't show up in Austin's Colony Park this Friday. Okay. Wait till October.
Fingers crossed. All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the dunk. Oh, is that it?
I think that's it.
All right.
Yes.
So thanks for the dunks again. We'll put them to good use.
Very
all right.
Good.